Well, last Friday, we brought you the story of William Milczarski, a retired Army officer who was awarded the Purple Heart. He was wounded in 2011 while serving as a platoon leader in Afghanistan. While he was there, Milczarski befriended two Afghan men who worked alongside him as interpreters.
And I've been in combat with both of these gentlemen, and they have my utmost trust. They're members of my family now.
Will Milczarski is now helping those men become American citizens. Current State's Kevin Lavery joins me now. Kevin, how did they come to the U.S.?
Melissa, they arrived here through the Federal Special Immigration Visa Program. On the day that I came to Will Milczarski's home, only one of those two men was there. You're going to hear his story, but not his name, because the tragic reality is that doing so could expose his family back home in Afghanistan to retribution by the Taliban.
What does home sound like? Children playing on the porch? The front door that swings shut 100 times a day? Or perhaps home is a place of solitude? It's all these things for a young man making a new home far from the land of his childhood. A young man we'll simply call Z.
Hi, Z.
Hi.
Z is not your real name.
No, it's not actually my real name.
And I'm not going to ask you your real name because of safety reasons.
And I do appreciate that. Thank you.
Where in Afghanistan are you from?
I am from Ghazni province. I grew up there and I was born in Ghazni province.
What was life like when you were growing up under the Taliban?
Life was like, I mean, we were just alive. We did not live like a human. You were not allowed to go to school. There was a very tough situation. You did not have the right like a human being, but you were just alive under someone's control. You know, they were coming, taking men away to go fight with them. But my family disagree. They were like, we want our own freedom. Why we should go fight with you guys?
You are in your early 20s, and you have been an interpreter since you were about 16 years old. How did you find yourself interpreting for the United States Armed Forces?
I had guys from my town, and I had a good friend that I went to school with. His uncle lives in Tennessee. He was the guy that he connected us to American and worked for them as a linguist.
Did someone call upon you and ask you to provide your services as a translator and interpreter?
I was interested when I was 9 years old to learn English because my grandpa had a radio frequency that always speak English. I was really interested. I went to school. And the guy knew that I can speak English, and I graduate from a private school that they teach English. So his uncle knew, the one that he lives in Tennessee, that we can speak English. He encouraged us to work for American and use our skills and help because they are there in Afghanistan fighting for freedom.
When our servicemen and women were starting to arrive, what was that like for you emotionally to see this unfolding around you?
I don't exactly remember, but I remember a little bit because I was not allowed to go to bazaar by my family because of bad people all over. But I do remember that the people start, you know, playing music very loud, shooting rounds to the air because of being happy that Americans are there to help all the civilians that they needed help. The people who were really afraid of being killed, you know, from 1 year old to 60 to 70, they were really happy. And emotionally, we were excited to have American there help us out against the Taliban.
You're in your 20s, Z, so you're too young to remember the Soviet occupation of Afghanistan in 1980. But did your family ever tell you about that when you were growing up? And I'm asking that because I wonder if you grew up with some of the stories of what life was like then and how that compares to when American troops started coming.
The story that my grandpa usually tells me about Russia, a difference between Russia troop in Afghanistan and American troop. Americans were there for help, very friendly, building stuff, you know, helping out the people. They tried not to hurt people, and they were there to take care of the bad people and help the people who they're good and they want to live in peace. But as far as I've heard about Russian troops, they would just destroy the entire town. That if you were bad or good, well, there's a big difference between that and American trip in Afghanistan. I see a lot of difference.
We're talking with Z, who is an Afghan citizen. He is an interpreter, was an interpreter for the armed forces, now living in mid-Michigan. How did you meet Mr. Will, as you refer to him?
His unit actually replacing my unit, and he seems very nice, respectful, and very hardworking officer than I can imagine than any other LTs that we had.
This was when that you met him? What year?
It was in 2011.
Same year he was wounded?
Yes. He was wounded a month after I met him, or a couple of weeks later that I met him.
Tell me about a mission that you remember with Mr. Will. Were you there the day he was wounded?
Yes, we had a mission. We were in Kandahar province, Maywan district, which was the most dangerous place I ever been in my life. I'm from Afghanistan, and I was really freaking out when I arrived there because I've never seen anything in my life that dangerous. I remember exactly that we got in a fight. Most of the time I was with Will. He got shot in the face. I'm really, really proud of him as his linguist, that he got hurt and his life was in risk. He did not leave his men in the ground. He stayed side by side of Afghan forces and Afghan people and his soldier. He did not leave with a medevac to go to hospital or anything. He stayed there. He was shot. That is not simple. That is not something that, I'm shot in the face, I'm just going to leave you guys. But he stayed there. And it's really hard to imagine, what kind of situation Mr. Will was. I'm always proud of him, and I hope each American citizen is proud of him, what he has done for the country, for America.
We've only just met Z, and Mr. Will and I have only just met, but I can tell he's proud of you, too.
And I'm sure that's why he has done a lot for me, and now I live in peace and security, and I'm sure that's why it's happening. All his help and everything, because he knows that what I have done for America on their side to fight America enemy and Afghan civilian enemies, and he understand, in what kind of condition I've been. That's why he's proud of me and he helps me. And he's seen with his own eyes what, we have done in a really dangerous areas.
We're talking with Z, an Afghan interpreter for the United States Armed Forces. How did the conversation first come up about you coming to America? Was it you saying, I need to escape this, I need to go to a better life? Did Mr. Will come to you and say, do you want to live in the States? How was the topic first approached that you would leave your homeland to come here?
There's a program, United States government, that they provide visa, but you got to have a sponsor man. Somebody approved that you have done something for United States Armed Force. They approved that you're a good guy, you're a safe guy for the homeland of America. It's not just me. There is a lot of people that they've been helped by American Army, by SIV, which is a special immigration visa for interpreters, or those Afghan or Iraqis have served for United States government after 9/11.
I think if my homeland were under attack, as terrified as I would be, hoping for the best outcome, hoping for peace, I would still be very reluctant to leave my home. Was it like that for you?
That is true. That is true. Where you grew up, where you coming from, you do have lots of memories. That's where you grew up. You have lots of friends that you know since you were a kid. There is your school that you went, your parents and everything. But sometime life is very important, protecting yourself, and that's why I'm here. I'm very welcomed by anyone in America. They treat me the same thing, I'm one of American. I was born here, and I do appreciate it. It's nothing like I really thought about it, and it's really hard to leave your home country, but I had no option and I had no choice to stay there. And I've been working for American Army since I was, young man, 16. So my life was in a serious risk. So I had to leave.
The obvious answer to this question is your freedom. Next to your freedom, Z, what do you love most about being in Michigan in particular?
I love the trees. The people are very friendly. I grew up in the countryside of Afghanistan. The deer, I love hunting, which I went with Mr. Will Milzerski. And it's beautiful. You know, I've been to the Holland Beach. It's incredible. You know, it surprised me.
Will, I'm going to ask you. You have a background in the law. You are a civil rights attorney. You've also helped with veterans and disability rights. Did that background help you navigate the system so that Z could be where he is today? Did that give you any kind of an advantage?
I think it did, because I have an understanding of how the administrative law works. And that stuff is pretty black and white. It's either you know somebody on the inside who will do everything for you, or you have to go through the checklist and, you know, do A, B, C, D in that particular order. For Z and I, we talked over Facebook. When he left our unit originally, we got names, and I actually gave him one of our unit patches. And he took my name and found me on Facebook a couple of months later. And we've been talking since then. And he asked if he could come to the U.S. and if I would sponsor him, and I agreed to that. I spoke to my wife, and we made a decision that this was the right thing to do. You know, at 16 years old, he was standing next to American soldiers in the line of fire. And I personally believe we owe it to him to give him that next chance. He can never go home. There's no way he can go home until the Taliban is completely gone. And that's unlikely to happen. So till then, I've invited him into the U.S. And, you know, he's my son. You know, he's my other, you know, two sons. Are my sons, but Z, he's my son here in this house. You know, he's got chores to do and such, and, you know, he's got himself a really good job. And he's like family. And when he's on his feet and when he's ready to move on, we're going to wish him the best that he can, and we will always be here for him.
You're now on a path towards citizenship. What happens from this point, and what would you like to do with your life here as an American, ultimately?
My goal is to join an United States Armed Force, because I've seen them, what they do, and I would like to do my part for the country. I'm looking to get my citizenship. I would love to make America my hometown, stay here till I die, and I love the country so much.
Given what you've lived through, you would be willing once again to pick up a weapon if asked?
I would do anything to protect American people. Since I live here, I'm one of them. And for this homeland, for America, I will fight to death. And if I was asked, yes.
Z, not his real name, is an Afghan citizen, interpreter for the armed forces, now living in mid-Michigan in the home of retired First Lieutenant William Milzarski. Z and Will, it's really been a pleasure. Thanks for talking with us today.
Thank you so much for coming.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
For Current State, I'm Kevin Lavery.